We are in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 22. We are going to start from verse 1.
Then David said, "This is the house of the Lord God, and this is the altar of the burnt offering for Israel."
Now here that David is saying, David did the sacrifice in that threshing floor. Now he's saying, not to himself, but he's saying, all the Israeli people, this is the altar of the Lord, and we are going to do the sacrifices here. Verse 2.
And David commanded to gather together the strangers that were in the land of Israel, and he set masons to hew wrought stones to build the house of God.
David commanded to gather together strangers. He's talking about the people who are not Jewish. They are living in their land, but they are not Jewish people, but they know masonry work, carving the stone, building the houses and buildings. So he hired these people and said, those are strangers, but they are not coming from different country. They are from their own land. Verse 3.
And David prepared iron in abundance for the nails, for the doors of the gates, and for the joinings, and brass in abundance without weight.
Now here says David got lots of iron, lots of brass, without a measure. Means that tons and tons of tons. And he said, why we got the iron? We'll use for the nails, we use for the doors, we'll use for the gates, we'll use for the joints. And he says we have lots of iron and lots of brass. Verse 4.
Also cedar trees in abundance for the Zidonians, and they of Tyre brought much cedar wood to David.
Now the cedar also coming from Zidons and Tyre. So those people already helped him to build the house, and those other people bought the wood. Cedar wood, lots of wood, without a measure, for the building the house. Verse 5.
And David said, Solomon, my son, is young and tender, and the house that is to be builded for the Lord must be exceedingly magnifical of fame and of glory throughout all countries. I will therefore now make preparation for it. So David prepared abundantly before his death.
Now he is telling other people, means Israeli people, and their princes, my Solomon, my son, he's tender, he's young, he do not have experience to building houses and temples, but he says, we like to build the house, the best house in the world. He says it should be magnificent, it should be glorious, it should be famous around the world. And that's what his desire was, and he got everything before he died. That means he prepared everything, and now he's trying to promote his son off to do it as soon as possible. Verse 6.
Then he called for Solomon his son and charged him to build an house for the Lord God of Israel. And David said to Solomon, my son, as for me, it was in my mind to build an house unto the name of the Lord my God.
Now he is telling to his son, son, I had this in my mind. And the next chapter he says, it was in my heart, and he was thinking to build the temple, but he says, God did not allow me to build it. Verse 8.
But the word of the Lord came to me, saying, thou hast shed blood abundantly, and hast made great wars. Thou shalt not build an house unto my name, because thou hast shed much blood upon the earth in my sight.
Now here, God spoke to him. Maybe God spoke to him through the prophet, or God talked to him personally, but he says, God told me, you are the man of war, you shed a lot of blood on this earth, but actually, when you having a war and you killing people is not a sin, then why God did not allow him to build the temple? That's the reason, because he shed innocent blood. Innocent blood is Uriah, was the soldier, very good man, very good soldier. But what happened when he took his wife and he killed Uriah? God is saying, you shed lots of blood, you are the man of war, but actually he shed innocent blood. Not only killing Uriah, when he ran to Palestine, surrounding villages, he used to go and kill them, rob them, and bring the money and treasures. And when the king of Philistine will ask, where did he go? he will say, oh, I went to the Israeli people and killed them and lie and shed the innocent blood. That's the reason. Because war is not the crime, but killing innocent people, that's the crime. That's what God says, you cannot do it. Verse 9.
Behold, a son shall be born to thee, who shall be a man of rest, and I will give him rest from all his enemies round about, for his name shall be Solomon, and I will give peace and quietness unto Israel in his days.
Now he says, God told me, you will have a son, his name will be Solomon, he will be having peaceful kingdom, and in that time, or his kingdom, there will be no war, and the land will be resting, so nobody is going to fight with you, and that's the time you're going to build the temple. Verse 10.
He shall build an house for my name, and he shall be my son, and I will be his father, and I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever.
Now, as we learned last week, when you say, I will establish the throne of his kingdom over Israel forever, that was not for Solomon. But David took it as a Solomon, and he's encouraging him. He said, okay, you're going to build a temple, and this is, God is not going to live in that temple. This is just for the name of the Lord. God's name should be glorified in that place. And so he's encouraging, your kingdom will be forever. So he might be happy, but his kingdom was not forever. Verse 11.
Now, my son, the Lord be with thee, and prosper thou, and build the house of the Lord thy God, as he hath said of thee. Only the Lord give thee wisdom and understanding, and give thee charge concerning Israel, that thou mayest keep the law of the Lord thy God. Then shalt thou prosper, if thou takest heed to fulfill the statutes and judgments which the Lord charged Moses with concerning Israel. Be strong and of good courage, dread not, nor be dismayed.
Now he told him to build the temple, but the meantime he is telling him, let me tell you, you have to observe the commandment of God, what the Moses has given to you, or given to us. If he doesn't do it, then God is not going to be with you. First of all, he says your kingdom will be forever, but it's not going to be forever if you do not listen to God and obey his commandment. Okay, verse 14.
Now behold, in my trouble, I have prepared for the house of the Lord 100,000 talents of gold, and 1,000 talents of silver, and of brass and iron without weights, for it is in abundance. Timber also and stone have I prepared, and thou mayest add thereto.
Here he's saying, in my trouble. That means he did not have peace. He was always having war. Even though he was having war, he was having lots of problems, but he had one thing in his mind, I am going to build the temple for God. So he started gathering silver and gold and precious stones and everything what he needed for the temple. He said, I gather everything. And so this much he said, I did it with my all the troubled life. And so everything is gathered for the temple. So you will have no problem building the temple. Verse 15.
Moreover, there are workmen with thee in abundance, hewers and workers of stone and timber, and all manner of cunning men for every manner of work.
And then he said, you don't have to worry because you don't have experience building, but I have already prepared the people who can work with the silver, who can work with the gold, we can work with the brass, we can work with the iron, we can work with the stone and precious stone. They are already there and they are going to help you to build the temple. Verse 16.
Of the gold, the silver, and the brass, and the iron, there is no number. Arise therefore and be doing, and the Lord be with thee. David also commanded all the princes of Israel to help Solomon his son, saying.
Now, he's saying, I told my son to build it, but all the princes of Israel, please help my son. Help him because he is young, and I'm going to tell him, tell the people what to do. See, he's telling what to do. Verse 18.
Is not the Lord your God with you, and hath he not given you rest on every side? For he hath given the inhabitants of the land into mine hand, and the land is subdued before the Lord and before his people.
Now he's telling people, don't you know that God is with us? And not only that, he has given us the peace in this land, and we don't have any enemies. So everything is subdued, means everything is under control. And now nobody is going to bother us because we have peace. And so indirectly he's saying, now help my son to build the temple. Verse 19.
Now set your heart and your soul to seek the Lord your God. Arise therefore and build ye the sanctuary of the Lord God, to bring the ark of the covenant of the Lord and the holy vessels of God into the house that is to be built to the name of the Lord.
Again he's saying, you are building this house for the name of the Lord. So he says, set your heart, your soul, seek the Lord your God, and rise therefore and build the sanctuary for the Lord. And then he says, then you bring the Ark of the Covenant, all the holy vessels, and keep everything and build the temple. And there is the chapter finishes. After 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, all these chapters are the names of the people who are going to work, and all the priests and all the people, their names are given.